This is Morning Edition. It's time for our regular preview of this week's Criminal Podcast. The episode we'll talk about today references a brutal sexual assault. The following conversation may be offensive to some listeners. It'll last about 3 minutes. In 1985, three men in South Carolina viciously attacked and raped a woman at a motel. In this week's episode, Phoebe Judge tells us about a judge who proposed a punishment he thought would fit the crime better than jail time. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe joins me now in the studio this morning. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Without going into too much detail, could you tell us about the crime and what happened to the victim?
Elizabeth Daniel was a 24-year-old woman living in Anderson, South Carolina, and she was going to a motel to meet the father of her child, Roscoe Brown. Roscoe Brown didn't want to pay child support and wanted to break off the relationship. He brought two friends along with him to the motel, where they viciously raped and attacked Elizabeth Daniel for 5 or 6 hours. They were drunk. She lost so much blood that they didn't actually know if she was going to survive. Anderson County Deputy Sheriff Carl Anderson says this is one of the most gruesome attacks that he ever witnessed.
It's amazing. It's just a miracle that she survived, because the injuries are horrible, horrible.
Did the men admit their guilt?
It was very clear that these men were guilty, and there was going to be no question that if it gone in front of a jury, the jury would find them guilty. And so instead, they worked on a plea deal. Prosecutor George Duckworth remembers that the judge in the case offered the men a choice. They could have 30 years in prison, the maximum, and this is where things took a twist. They said 30 years in prison or surgical castration.
There was just dead silence in the courtroom for a moment when he handed that down, and I think a lot of people looked at each other wondering if they'd heard it right.
What did people make of the judge's sentence?
Well, there were very mixed reactions. No one had really heard this option before. I mean, people thought at one point, is this a joke? What can he even do this? This gained a lot of attention. I mean, this made national news. New York Times and nightly news networks were coming to Anderson trying to interview the lawyers. People were really shocked by this. And while some thought, good, let him have it, others thought this is not the right way that we should be punishing sex offenders, not the right way for a number of different reasons. The big controversy came where this is not just a sexual offense, this is a violent criminal act.
So what happened to the men?
Two of the men got out of prison actually quickly on parole and went on to live law-abiding lives, owning businesses. One of the men got out of prison and went to Tennessee, where he was quickly charged with raping another woman, was put into jail, and spent 20 years in prison, and is actually back in prison in South Carolina finishing his sentence for the rape of Elizabeth Daniel. What's interesting is that this case kind of opened the door for the public to start thinking about the possibility as castration as a legal sentence. Since that time, a number of states do have chemical castration, which is an injection of hormones, on the books as a possibility for repeat sex offenders. And there's something in the state legislature in Alabama right now where a state representative has put forth a bill that would require surgical castration for any offender who is charged with crimes against a child under the age of 12. They would be forced to have surgical castration before they left prison, and they would also have to pay for it.
Thanks for your time, Phoebe.
Thank you, Eric.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast. It's recorded here at WUNC.